So we begin today with a very simple proposition that there is a problem. There's a bit of a problem whenever it is that you intend to go out and try to make money. So the problem, in fact, doesn't exist. It's actually simply a problem of perception. And that really isn't a problem because it's very temporary and can change at any moment. But we want to remind you that in order to establish the need that would then cause you to take the action, because that's what this is all about. You're trying to stimulate yourself to take action. So you've determined that you do not have the money that you need. And that having determined that, now you're basically telling the universe of your thoughts, prove me right that I don't have the money that I need. What happens here is that now, having been proven right about this and starting to get data that says, in fact, yes, you don't have enough money, which of course is not at all true, but that's the power of thinking. Your thoughts have the ability to create any illusion whatsoever, whether it's delusional or something happy and delightful. Because after all, physical reality is a massive illusion. It's a game you're playing with yourself for the delight of it. But you can, of course, scare yourself by saying, well, I don't have enough money. And of course, then you'll be proven right. And then you'll be given the sort of impetus that you believe is necessary to go out there and make it happen, to try to make money. But you don't need to make money. You never need to make money. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, we just want to talk about why you have this problem in the first place. What is happening, of course, is that you believe that this is a necessary thing for you to do, and that having now believed it, having now proven yourself to be right, you've got the evidence. You've probably got the dollars in the account or the lack thereof, or the illusion, or perhaps the delusion, that there's just not enough of it. And that if you took action and were to go out and do something, then this would be a problem that would be solved. But of course, in order to get the solution to the problem, and we know this is quite a conundrum, in order to get the solution to the problem, first the problem has to be established. Now, that's a rather normal and obvious thing to a certain extent when you really do believe that you're just a chess piece sort of floating around on some sort of chessboard and you're not really sure who's doing what or how it's happening or why any one thing is going on. But the truth is that you are in the right place at the right time right now, and you are not a chess piece on a chessboard. You are, in fact, the player of the game. You are the one who is deciding how things will work, how you will feel about them, and what you will do, if anything, in response to what it is that you notice. But if what you're feeling when you notice something, like, I don't have enough money, if that doesn't feel good, then it's wrong. It's pretty simple. Now, this is very much different than the way you trained yourself earlier in your life, where because of well-meaning people and because you knew it would be like this, you decided to teach yourself how to panic over this topic. And then, because after all, if you don't have enough money, you'll end up under a bridge somewhere and probably die of starvation or some terrible, horrible, tragic thing. But the truth is, you are the one who is playing the game, and you get to decide what the game is, how it works, what happens, etc., etc., etc. We would suggest that you decide that you have enough. We'll talk about that, though, in more detail as this series continues. But today, we're just talking about this one thing, the problem. The problem establishes itself because you decide that there is a problem. You've gathered the data, and out of habit, undoubtedly, you have decided that what's really going on here is that there's something quite awful and quite terrible that needs to be dealt with and handled and managed, when in fact, there's nothing that needs to be dealt with, handled, and or managed. You're always in the right place at the right time and in the right way, and that's happening right here and right now, and that's for certain. We do recommend that you notice this, that you are the one who made the decision that a problem existed. That's the first key to sort of beginning to unwind what you've sort of wound around yourself, sort of like vines that reach around your leg. Hi, this is Frank. Thanks so much for listening to this sample introduction to our latest series of conversations that's called The Problem with Trying to Make Money. If you'd like to hear the rest of this conversation or the rest of this series, please be sure to go to communionoflight.com, click the workshops tab, and you'll see it there. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.